Guelph today received the following letter to the editor from reader Patricia O'Toole, in regards to a recent hit and run. Dear editor, when my family and I decided to buy our home on Goodwin Drive 8 years ago, we knew there would be a fair number of cars passing by as Goodwin is a major street for Guelph standards, and there's a bus route going along there. No issues with any of this so far. My home is 3 blocks away from Westminster Woods Public School, which is an added bonus for my kids. However, living on the east side of the school on Goodwin is a growing concern as now more and more cars are coming from the roundabout at Frederick Drive going west, driving up the road with the pedal to the metal. Outside of the residents in this subdivision, no one else seems to care that this is a residential area. We have kids crossing the road, people walking their pets crossing the road, people living in this area. We don't need race cars practicing their accelerating coming around the bend. Another problem to this is the city has refused to allow parking only on one side of the road. We voted on this a few years ago, so there are cars constantly parked on either side. Trying to cross the street during certain times of the day can be a lot like playing crossy road. At night, this becomes a truly dangerous endeavor. Over the years, the other residents and I have asked the city numerous times about putting in something to calm the speed. Speed humps, those removable post things like along Arkell, something. No, no, and no. That's what we were told. The Guelph police have also received lots of complaints over the years. What will it take for the city to recognize that Goodwin has become a dangerous road and needs something to help calm the speeders? Does someone have to get hit crossing the road? Oh wait, that happened Friday night. A few doors away from me, I heard the lady get hit. I will never not be able to hear the sound of her body being stuck by that truck. The driver then shamelessly drove away, leaving that poor woman on the cold, wet road. Coward. This is on you, City of Guelph. We've brought our concerns to you regarding the speeders and asked for help. This is your fault. If this were a child who was stuck, OMG, I can't even think about it. And to all those drivers who saw the emergency on the road, the ambulance with the lights in the middle of the road, the police officer setting his pylons to block the road and still tried to get by us. Seriously? Yeah, that was me yelling at you to turn around and get lost. Shame on you. Patricia O'Toole, Guelph.